1988, I got cast in a production of HMS Pinafore, the old Maryland Arts Festival. I did 25 seasons with them. It was a wonderful time. The show right before the Pinafore was this wonderful kabuki theater, and they had this beautiful yellow oak stage that we turned into the bow and the deck of the HMS Pinafore. It was perfect, this beautiful yellow oak really accented the blue sailor uniform I was wearing. And about 4 days before the, so it was still tech, and we're young people, and we were still supporting each other, and we had not yet been banished to backstage. So we were all rooting for each other. So when I was practicing my thing, you know, my fellow castmates were in the house watching, and then when it was their turn, I would jump into the house and watch them. And everyone was doing something. The actors and the singers were singing, and the costume people were working on costumes, and the set people were working on set, and the people were in the grid. Everyone was doing something. And I have to preface it, there's an apron, right? And that sort of looks like this, and then between the apron and the front row is an orchestra pit, which is a good 15-foot drop. And we're young people, so it was fine. There was nothing wrong. We were leaping from the deck to the front row and vice versa. So the director, who wasn't quite an old curmudgeon, a little bit younger than I am now, Ron Wainscott, fine director, was a teacher at the college, and got the gig with the Maryland Arts Festival, which was in the summertime at the Fine Arts Building on main stage. And so he took a concerted effort to get everyone to stop. Everyone, look, wait, what, stop what you're doing. Look at me, everyone, look at me. 3 times he said it. So we all stopped, and we looked at him. I was down on the apron, and he's sitting, standing on the front row of the audience. And he says, "All right, you people, I don't want to see anybody doing this." And he tries to jump from the front row onto the deck. Well, he missed. He falls into the pit. He breaks his leg. He's now writhing in pain. It's a compound fracture, and if you don't know what that means is one of the broken bones is sticking to the skin. He was wearing shorts. It's a bloody, writhing mess. And I bend over. I wish I could bend over. I bend over like this. And I said, "Don't worry, Ron. None of us are ever going to do that."
Call 911! Don't move.
No one has moved. No one has moved.
Help us on the way. Call fucking 911!
About 4 or 5 days later, we're out in the run, okay? And it's a wonderful show. I don't know if you know the show. There's a great big chorus. The chorus is actually a character. It's very important. And me and Brian Chatlett were sailors, and we go, the cue happened, the music is swelling, and we go upstage to open the cabin doors, and all of Sir Joseph's cousins, aunts, and sisters are supposed to roll onto the stage. There's this beautiful entrance that the women's chorus make, and we go, and we open, the music swells, and we open the door, and there's Cindy Eimerbrink and Bob Riggs. Just 2 of the 18 people that are supposed to come rushing on. I was never that far downstage, ever. We spread out, the 4 of us spread out. And we sang. Oh, boy, did we sing. And, you know, eventually all the rest of the girls started creeping out and made it on. So during intermission, Mr. Wainscott had abandoned his crutches, and he was seething. He was foaming at the mouth, and smoke was coming out of his ears. And if you know Towson, there's a little hallway behind the main stage, and he was walking with speed and purpose.
Smoke was coming out of his ears.
And so he was very, and rightly so, was very upset and berated us and, you know, he was incredibly embarrassed and, you know, oh, that's not professional. And then, you know, he started to walk away. You know, I wanted to break his other leg, but I didn't. I tried to be the cheerleader that I am. You know, we still had the second act to do, so we were doing the second act. He told me to shut up. I said, no, I almost did break his other leg, but it didn't happen. So at another performance, I'm on stage, and most of the cast is on stage. And Bob Riggs, who played Dick Deadeye, he's off right, he's getting ready to make his entrance. And his cue is my line, here comes Dick Deadeye. Well, I didn't quite say that. I said, here comes Dead Dick Eye. All 359 people in the house are laughing like you're laughing now. All 42 orchestra members, including the conductor, are now rolling in the aisles. All 28 people on stage with me, except me and Bob Riggs, Dick Deadeye, are hysterically laughing. It seemed like forever. It was so long. I was, of course, horrified, and I apologized profusely again and again and again, but I don't think Bob ever really forgave me. Thank you very much.